I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's your friend Andy. It's time for another edition of Watch What Happens Live. Tonight we have Macklemore and T-Pain. T-Pain bartended once. We all loved him, and we just love his energy. He's really funny. Got a lot to say. Never met Macklemore. Seems like a cool guy. We have a really fun game planned for later in the show. And there's a lot of juicy stuff to discuss. So I'm excited about this little sausage party I'm about to host. Enjoy Macklemore and T-Pain.
Their rhymes are catchy, their lyrics are slick, and one bought a painting of Bieber with pancakes on his dick. It's Watch What Happens Live with Macklemore and T-Pain now. Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guys who, between them, have more Grammys than an episode of The Golden Girls. He's one of the most successful independent artists in the history of the music industry, and I cried big gay tears when Queen Latifah married 33 same-sex couples as he performed his hit Same Love a few years back at the Grammys. Please welcome Macklemore, everybody. Macklemore's new solo album, Gemini, is out right now, and he is also a sickeningly successful multi-platinum artist whose new album, Oblivion, drops tomorrow, and I just love him because he's a little dilfy, a little filthy, and so freaking funny, and he's all blinged out. Please welcome back T-Pain.
Yeah.
Hi, T-Pain.
Thank you.
Great to see you. You brought the bling tonight, T-Pain.
I brought the bling out. This is the dumbed down version.
Okay.
This is the suit bling. I have dedicated suit bling.
Okay, so good. Well, like Macklemore's album, I'm a Gemini, and over at the bar, it's the Gemini members of my staff, Mike, Caroline, and T. Kyle. Great to see you. I like to hire Geminis because you get two employees for the price of one. By the way, before we get started, I just want to thank both of you for reaching across the aisle continuously.
Absolutely.
And speaking out for my gay and lesbian brothers and sisters. I really appreciate it. It means so much to me and all of us, and I can't thank you enough. It's a beautiful thing. And I know you have questions for Macklemore and T-Pain, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, in Macklemore's hit Thrift Shop, he raps about his unique fashion sense, but he has one signature look that is my total favorite. Here's what, roll the fabulous fur montage. Look at the fur game.
It looks like it gets expensive.
Yes!
Good job!
How did it start? How did you come upon it? Are they real? Are they fake? Where do you stand with PETA?
PETA hates me.
They do.
PETA hates me. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, they do.
Look at the montage. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where half those coats are. I'm like, what happened to that
one?
Dude. That one. They just go. They
I don't know if
disappear.
You can misplace a wolf head. That was a...
Yeah, I got that wolf head. Okay. That wolf head's around still.
Okay, yeah, I just misplaced that.
Where did that wolf head go?
It's still bleeding somewhere?
Second,
that's crazy.
If you've read T-Pain's pro-cunnilingus PSAs on Twitter, you know that he probably understands women better than any man. Here's what. We're going to test his intuition as we play T-splain this. Now, T-Pain, I'm going to show you an action shot of a real housewife.
All right.
You explain to us what you think is happening her with her in that photo, and I'm gonna tell you how close you came, okay? So here's the first thing. So what is Aviva about to do in this moment?
She's about to definitely say something bad behind somebody's back.
Okay, let's see.
Wait, but
the only thing that is artificial or fake about me.
She's about to throw her artificial leg is what's going to happen in the middle of Le Cirque. Okay.
She likes what, listening.
Yes. Yeah, what is Kim's... Macklemore is stunned right now. What is Kim Zolciak doing while she munches on pizza? Any idea?
Oh, man. She's giving somebody the look, so I don't know if it's about to... She might be getting... She might be getting the business back there. I don't know. Is she
getting the business? Let's see.
Kim, is that not the funniest thing?
Can we get some cocktails?
She's getting laser treatment. Okay, why is Lisa Rinna shedding a single tear? Any idea?
It looks like somebody's hurting her.
What are they hurting her with,
she's
guys?
She's got pinched.
Well, Lisa, I brought the bunny.
It is a stuffed bunny that is hurting her very much. Thank you very much. T-Pain, it makes no sense.
That was right there.
Finally, Macklemore says his new album, Gemini, is less about social issues than previous records, but that doesn't mean he can't still put the lit in political. Here's what, let's play political rap sheet. I'm gonna show you some people in the political sphere. I want you to tell me what you think their alter ego rap name should be, okay?
Okay. I got this.
Okay,
got
good. This.
Right.
All right, he's got it.
Right.
Okay, first up, we gotta go with the president, President Trump. What should his rap name be?
Little Orange Face.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. That was awesome.
Okay, what about Barack Obama?
Young Bomb Bomb with the Burner.
Okay. What about Kellyanne Conway?
Con artist McGillicuddy.
Okay. What about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, man. I'm just going to go with Killary.
Okay. What about Donald Trump Jr.?
Little orange-ish face, too.
Okay. And Bernie Sanders.
OG. You got to throw OG on Bernie.
OG, right.
OG. Wispy.
OG Wispy. Thank you very much. Macklemore. That's funny. We have a lot of calls coming in. Let's go to Amy from D.C. Hey, Amy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for T-Pain.
Okay.
First.
What was the most surreal part about Michael Jackson inviting you to his home?
Woo. Oh, man. Yeah, that was...
Did he invite you to Neverland?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
You didn't go.
I didn't hear rides in the back, so no. I don't know where Neverland's located, but where I went, it was just, it was definitely five of my houses. I think the most surreal part of visiting Michael was he said that, at the time, that's right when I dropped the song Bartender with Akon, and he said that is the first physical CD in 4 years that he bought.
Wow.
So he went. Damn. He actually went himself and bought that physical single, and that's the first one he's done that with in 4 years.
What did you do at his house? Did he serve you anything?
We ate plain tortilla chips.
Okay.
Nothing on them, nothing with them. Dude brought them in with the glove, with the joint going over the joint, and like, your tortilla chips. And
we just
like a bag of Tostitos.
They were in a bowl. They were in an all-white bowl. It was the most amazing bowl you ever seen in your life.
Right.
Those were the tastiest chips I ever had in my life.
Just wow.
Kicking it out with Michael Jackson. He had on the Dirty Diana boots. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah. Now he was fully dressed.
Wow.
Like, he was like concert dressed.
Wow.
I'm starting to think those were the only clothes he had. Like not just that outfit. I'm just saying, if you open Michael Jackson closet, it's all concert clothes.
Right.
And one.
It actually makes sense. I can't picture him in like a pair of khakis.
Yeah, you don't want to see Michael Jackson in feety pajamas.
Right.
You
know, let's go to Lindsay from Charleston. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you.
Love you.
My question is for Macklemore.
Okay.
When you teamed up with President Obama for Prescription for Change, what was the most interesting thing that he said to you when the cameras weren't rolling?
You know, he immediately was like, what's your Twitter?
All right.
Followed me.
No way.
No, that's not true at all.
Oh, man.
I don't really know if he had any gems. You know, we immediately started talking about football, which was just reassuring. Because, like, I'm talking to the president. They're like, you have 15 minutes. Like, don't f*** this up.
Right.
And I had all these questions I was supposed to ask. I had just gotten the questions. And immediately he's like, what's up with the Seahawks this year? Which put me in my comfort zone.
Right.
It felt good. But, yeah, and then we got into some stuff that I can't talk about. But basically, I'm Illuminati.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You got the launch codes.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's hard.
T-Pain, Dan W. wants to know how you and Jay-Z squashed your beef over his song Death of Auto-Tune.
We both found out it was never beef. It was miscommunication between camps, and the camps were telling us. And it was kind of like a game of telephone, how the message gets a little misconstrued by the end. By the time it gets to me, it was all messed up. And by the time it got to him, it was a completely different story. Then I saw him at a... after Grammy party,
and it was
like, hey, did you also hear that? It was like, no, I heard this.
It was a miscommunication between teams.
Yeah.
That's very irritating.
It was cool. It was awkward for me because I had two drinks, so. And that was my first time meeting him, so obviously I'm supposed to shake his hand, but there wasn't any tables around.
Right.
So I couldn't, so I had to, like...
You give him the elbow?
I couldn't give him the elbow. I didn't want to do anything, because if I tried to, he was going to, like, hit it extra hard. I was going to spill my drink on him.
Right.
And then Beyonce was behind him, so I couldn't hug her, because I would have, obviously, it was just too much.
Right.
I didn't want to. So we kind of just bust one of those, and
that was it.
Yeah, we scratched that a while ago. That was, like, 2009.
All right.
That was 2010.
Let's go back to the phones. It's Kristen from Texas. Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for T-Pain.
Okay.
Hey.
Now that Kanye and Kim are expecting again, have you changed your mind on getting a gift?
Oh, no, I'm still not getting a gift.
No.
I would really love to. I would really love to get him a gift, but...
You feel he's too rich.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what do you get him? You know,
right.
What do you get the baby that's already got... That baby, it's like you got to gift it a baby. Like you got to bring a baby to the baby shower and just drop it off. Just go adopt another.
You got to give them a baby.
Like that's, it's so legendary. Like Kanye is a legend. Kim is also a legend in every sense of the word. And I just don't know. I don't want to mess around and like belittle them. Like,
yes.
I don't want Kanye to grab like what is this?
Right. You don't want to belittle them with a plushie toy. Let's go to Kim from Kansas City. Hey, Kim, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Macklemore.
Okay.
Were you surprised that Drake was so pissed when you singled out Kendrick saying he should have won the Grammy?
Was I surprised? You know,
that's a good question.
I don't really remember if I was surprised or not. I understood it.
Did you think it was going to be put on blast at the time?
Well, I put it on blast myself.
Oh, you did?
So. Pretty good.
Okay,
so
I forgot
when
that part.
So you do it yourself,
yes.
You know,
yeah,
you know what's coming.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Really good point.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty good.
T-Pain, Sophia G wants to know what it was like recording with Britney Spears during her blackout phase. We love a Britney question and watch what happens live. Right. When was the last time you talked to her?
It's been a minute. It's been probably 2 years. You know, it's all on tour and stuff like that. But recording with her was...
I mean, it was a blast.
Yeah.
She came in and worked. Like, I barely saw her. There was one time I went outside as I can't remember what I was doing. I think I was getting something out of the car. And it was across the street from a bunch of houses. And on the roof of, like, three of the houses, there were just, like, 10 to 12 paparazzi people.
Wow.
Like, waiting on her to come outside. And then they were like, oh! No, it's T-Pain. Don't worry about it. that sucked, but it was awesome, too. So.
Macklemore, Devin B. wants to know, who's your number one dream collaboration, dead or alive?
Number one, dead or alive. I'm going to have to go with Celine Dion.
Excuse me?
That's hard. That's
yeah.
Hard. Good
me
God.
And Celine in the studio? It's magic, baby.
I'm in.
Mental.
It's magic.
Are you being ironic or serious?
I would pick Kanye West.
All right. There you go. Guess what? It's game time, everybody. Because I'm down for the Celine thing.
I am too.
Yeah,
going Kanye, but I'll go
right.
Celine.
I actually think it's a kind of brilliant idea now that I think about it. If you've never seen Macklemore's video for Glorious, go watch it now because it stars his 100-year-old grandma, Helen, and she flips the bird in it. So I want to celebrate Helen with a game of Granny Nominated. Macklemore and T-Pain, we visited a local senior center and asked some grannies and grampies to recite some rap lyrics. The first one of you to shout out the song and who performed it gets a point. Okay?
Oh boy.
Okay. Let's go to Margracia with our first item.
Thought to myself, Sheba Sheba, got my ass looking like a zebra.
Any idea?
What period are these things from?
They are from the period old and new.
Okay, both. I'm out of the loop then.
Okay, let's reveal the answer.
That was done by Afro Man, Colt 45.
All right, now nobody gets
really
the point. All right, Bill, let's have another one. Deep cuts.
Shake that Laffy Taffy Jolly Raunchy rapper. Dang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. She do that thing for 3 retweets.
What? Any idea?
It's bars.
It's a little out of context.
The 3 retweets was amazing. That was
pretty cool. I don't know.
Let's reveal.
That was Chance the Rapper favorite song.
All right, okay.
My friends,
I'm kind of out of context. Thank you, Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
Okay, Joan.
His palms are sweaty.
Eminem.
Knees weak. Arms are heavy.
Eminem, lose yourself.
She had an vomit on his sweater.
She had an accent.
Already.
I couldn't get it.
You got it right.
Mom's spaghetti.
Okay.
Mom's that was spaghetti. Eminem. Mom's. Use yourself.
Very good. Macklemore got it right. Okay, you're on a roll. Okay, Paul, let's hear it.
To all my shorties wiggling when they are shaking their curves, make it clap.
I'll make it clap. Is that it?
No, I don't think so.
Let's reveal.
It is making it back.
What's right?
Yes. Okay. Okay, Anne, one more from Anne. We can break this tiebreaker up.
I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone.
Oh, my God, was it
because
that?
I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious.
It takes two.
Yeah, by...
It takes two.
Some rock.
You got to give us both.
Let's reveal.
This A-Rob bass.
Rob
and DJ
bass.
DJ yes. Rock. It takes two.
Okay, they both get it.
I got the rock.
They tied. Thanks for playing, and thank you to our seniors. Let's go back to the phones. It's Kim from New York. Hey, Kim, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. So good to finally talk to you.
You too.
For T-Pain.
Okay.
Since you're the king of auto-tune, who in the music industry do you think uses too much of it?
Who uses too much auto-tune?
Too much.
Is there ever too much auto-tune?
I don't think there's such thing.
No.
No, because I use mine to the maximum setting. I don't think there's such thing as too much. I mean, as far as, like, who uses it well, who I know has studied it with me and, you know, they actually do a good job, it's a toss-up between Chris Brown and Travis Scott, for sure. Mm. So it's some tight competition. Mm. But I'm still the king.
Macklemore, Penny H. texted, I love that you have a naked Justin Bieber with pancakes over his junk painting. Has he ever reached out to you about it? Have you ever interacted with him about it?
Not about the painting, no. You know, I bought it on Etsy as like a white elephant Santa gift.
Okay.
That at the end of the night just stayed at my house. No one took it.
Okay.
I'm very proud of it. And it's become a huge headline.
It has.
It's like Macklemore owns a naked right. Justin Bieber pancake painting.
Right.
And it's part of my thing now.
Right, yeah. Right. That makes
so
sense.
So it goes right above my bed. And, you know, whenever I'm with my wife, intimately, I can always stare if I want to control my orgasm.
Right.
That's all
right.
Just slow it down, you know.
Right, hold
just
it back.
Slow it down.
Hold
that's
it
good
back.
Stuff. That's yeah. good
yeah.
stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Very good. What you've interacted with Justin Bieber, but not about that. Am I to understand that?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yeah, that, I tried to that avoid was, that.
But, I mean, that question has to be burning his brain.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a, oh, man. I mean, obviously, if I had a picture of anybody with pancakes over their dick, I mean, it'd obviously be the start of the conversation.
Yeah.
Right. It is the elephant in the room between the two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, when you met Jay with the two drinks in your hand, that wasn't
right,
the
wasn't
thing.
Right,
that
wasn't the thing. Like,
right,
check it, right? I got this
right,
picture.
Right, right.
It is time for my Mazel of the Day. And if you remember a couple weeks ago when Pink was on this show, we talked about this. When will you and Kelly Clarkson remake Enough is Enough?
If I did a song with Kelly Clarkson, I would get outsung.
I think this is a great idea. Okay, well, guess what? This morning it was announced that Pink and Kelly Clarkson will do a duet at the American Music Awards on Sunday. Here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and take some credit for it. So mazel to me and whoever asked that freaking Facebook question. Because we're geniuses and we make things happen here. Tonight's Jackal goes to Prince William and Prince Harry for making cameos in the new Star Wars movie as stormtroopers. My issue is this. If they were going to cameo as anything, why couldn't they have worked for Jabba the Hutt? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is what I would like to see. I thought that was really funny. No one else did. I want to thank Macklemore, T-Pain, and our Gemini staffers. Download Macklemore's album. Download his album. It comes out tomorrow morning. We'll see you Sunday night. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Back with Macklemore. The album is Gemini. It's out now. And T-Pain's album, Oblivious. It's dropping tomorrow behind the bar, Oblivion. Behind the bar, it's my Gemini staffers, Michael T. Kyle and Caroline. T. Kyle, were you excited about that Britney Spears conversation?
Yes, that's yes. my question.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, very good.
That makes sense.
Is there anything else you want to ask T-Pain about Britney? Because he's here and you love Britney.
Well, are there any songs that haven't been released that are...
Yeah, there's like three.
Oh,
yeah, there's three. There's,
okay.
They're pretty cool.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling from?
My name is Kelly and I'm from Florida.
Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
My question for Macklemore.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most Madonna thing Madonna did when you performed with her at the Grammys?
The most Madonna thing Madonna did.
Oh, man.
It's a big category of things.
She had the cane.
She did have a cane. I feel like she had some gloves.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't feeling the direction from Ryan Lewis.
Okay.
I believe she called him Hitler.
Oh. Okay.
Good.
And
God.
Then what does Ryan Lewis say back after Madonna calls him Hitler? How does he...
I think he was just like, okay.
Okay, right.
Do what you're going to do then.
Right.
No direction needed.
Right.
Good God.
Yeah,
like she skipped like a few moods.
Yeah.
Right to it, huh?
Right, she went right there.
It might be an urban legend. It might be the truth. I don't know, but
right.
Yeah, it was there.
Right. Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? That was a good answer, by the way.
That was crazy.
Hey, what's up, Andy? This is Ellie from Waukee, Iowa.
Hey, Ellie, what's your question?
My question is for Macklemore.
Okay.
Is your hiatus with Ryan Lewis permanent, and when is the last time you spoke with him?
I talked to him a couple days ago, actually, and no, we'll definitely work together in the future. It was just a perfect time to take some space and work on different things, but we're all good. That's my brother, and it's all love.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Brooke, and I'm calling from Orange, Ohio.
Hey, Brooke, what's your question?
Okay, my question is for T-Pain, and can you name someone who wanted to collaborate with you who you turned down?
Oh.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, you met Madonna. How about that?
Right.
I don't think I've... Wait, no. Oh, man. I think it was a YouTuber that I just didn't know where they were going. And it wasn't because the song was actually great, but it was like, again, making a mockery of hip hop and trying to make fun of, you know, rappers and stuff like that. So obviously, you know, I'm not doing that.
Let the name be known.
Nah. Nope.
I want to thank Macklemore and T-Pain and my Gemini staffers for kicking around BravoTV.com tonight, everybody.
Well, all I can say is T-Pain is just a great personality and a great guest, and Macklemore is super sweet. I thought that was some fresh hot tea he spilled about Madonna on the after show. And he's got really nice skin and nice lips, and they both had crazy bling on. Macklemore's watch is insane. And T-Pain had so many diamonds on, I can't even believe it. So that's my assessment of the jewelry and the night. And I wish you could have seen those senior citizens because they were really cute. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's your friend Andy signing off.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.